This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
The views conveyed by the guests on this program do not necessarily represent the views of the host or owners of the Doggy Diva Show and do not necessarily constitute endorsement of products. Medical information shared by the guests on this program are those of the guests and are for informational purposes only. They should not replace the medical advice of your veterinarian.
Hi, this is Susan Marie from the Doggy Diva Show. This week, pet safe holiday decorating and an award-winning canine mystery author. That's what's on our show this week. Let's get started.
Come here, babies. It's time for a treat. The Doggy Diva Show. Here's national award-winning author and animal advocate, Susan Marie.
Hi, welcome to the Doggy Diva Show, the show for animal lovers. I'm your host, Susan Marie, and as always, I'm joined by my canine co-hosts, the Doggy Divas themselves. Thank you for joining us today as we bring you the experts in the pet and animal world right to you. Contact us at thedoggydiva.com. That's the doggydiva.com. We love hearing from you, so go grab a cup of coffee and your pet's favorite treat, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. Monica Layton, president of Professional Pet Sitting, is here with us with our pet tip of the week. And Monica, we have the holidays upon us. There's so much going on, but we want to keep our fur kids safe, healthy, and happy. Have some ideas on how we could do that around Christmas?
Christmas, of course, one of my favorite holidays, is such a great time to come together as a family, enjoy the holiday. But of course, we want to enjoy it with our pets, but without making a trip to the emergency clinic if possible, or your vet's office on the emergency weekend. So a couple of tips in order to stay safe over the holidays for your pets. Of course, decorating is such a huge part of the holiday. I love it. I know so many people do. Making sure that when we do decorate, you know, we kind of watch if you have pets that tend to go for the tree, maybe switching to some plastic ornaments instead of like the glass ones. You want things that are shatterproof. That way, if something is batted off the tree or falling off, especially if you're not there, you don't want, you know, a pet having access to broken glass or broken ornaments that they may step on or even eat or chew, which could be very dangerous. Of course, tinsel is a big no-no. People often remember the tinsel causing obstructive issues, but don't always recognize that garland can kind of do the same thing. And believe it or not, there's certain garlands that have different textures, different widths, kind of woven in different ways that can attract. I mean, they're shiny, they're sparkly, they catch the light nicely, but they don't do well with our pets. So just being cautious if you see your pet starting to really be inquisitive with the garland also, just kind of being over them, you know, kind of making sure that they're not into it fully. Pets will eat the craziest things. You know, I still tell this story every Christmas, but the animal hospital, we had a pet that ate an entire 50-count strand of lights. Chewed off the plug, did not have the plug on it, but ate the entire strand. Believe it or not.
That story, yes.
Yes. Believe it or not, we did not have to go get it. I mean, he passed the entire strand as well with no problem. But not all pets are that lucky. You know what I mean? Oftentimes that ends up being a surgical case. So, you know, very cautious about things because you never know what a pet will eat. Of course, you know, our Christmas comes with a lot of great baked goods and yummy dinner. So, of course, you know, being really cautious, you know, trying not to feed our pets a lot of people food, making sure, you know, no onions, no garlic, no macadamia nuts, no grapes, no raisins. You know, a lot of times if you want to give your pet something from the table, you know, maybe setting aside a couple no milk, no sugar, no honey with it, but maybe plain sweet potatoes or like plain green beans, things of that nature, to where they haven't been cooked in any oils, cooked in any butters. If you're making something, you know, kind of in the early stages before you add things to it, you know, maybe set a little bit as aside. Or, you know, the holidays are a great day. You know, my daughter and I usually will make homemade dog treats when we're baking Christmas cookies. And that way we have great little homemade things that when we have guests over, they can feed those to our pets instead of the table food. So, you know, a great idea and thought for the holiday season. Another big one is alcohol. Being careful, you know, that pets are not getting into drinks. We had a border collie that would drink out of people's cups all the time if you didn't watch her. It's amazing to me how many dogs do that. So definitely watching alcohol, watching your glasses, staying away from the big toxin issues as far as holiday foods that we discussed. Baked goods, as far as having some of the molding issues that occur after the fact. So making sure all of our trash is well contained. If you can't fit it all in the trash can, being certain that, you know, wherever you put them, the pets can't get into them. And also wildlife, if you have your trash cans like in a side yard and wildlife gets into it, sometimes they kind of leave remnants when they get into the trash, and you don't want your pet getting out there and finding, you know, little pieces of a turkey bone or some molded old food, you know, lying in the grass. That's a small piece left over by a raccoon from, you know, a holiday a week prior before the trash pickup has arrived, and then having a sick pet because they got that little piece of whatever was in the grass. Another thing that, you know, is really big around the holidays, I myself, you know, have a couple of really pretty snow globes that I like to put out, you know, around Christmas time that have the snow that goes around. Recently, more and more kind of prevalence in the snow globe making is that a lot of the snow globes can contain antifreeze inside the solution. And if that breaks, or it's leaking at all, you want to be really cautious. You don't want your pet to kind of get into that. So if you do have one break, I know in the past, I saw these really cute little ornaments that were snow globes, and they were small ornaments for the tree, and they were, you know, little snowman, but it was a snow globe. And a couple of them had started leaking, and I didn't even notice it until I saw a couple of water drops on the floor, and I couldn't figure out where they were coming from. So even if it's not, you know, a big massive snow globe, but little things like ornaments that could contain it or little toys. I know during the holiday season, you know, Haley had little pencil toppers that had snow globes. Anything like that, that could leak or break in a smaller item, definitely being cautious around our pets to make sure it's something that they're not able to get into, paw around and, you know, have it fall off the tree and break, or, you know, a little toy type snow globe that could possibly leak that your pet could get into. So you definitely do not want any toxic kind of issues from that. And last but not least, our potpourri. I love when people come over and my house smells like snowflakes and berries and, you know, whatever kind of lovely potpourri or wax melt I have going on at the time. But you definitely want to make sure some of those smell so good you think that somebody is baking in your house, or that you literally have, you know, some kind of yummy food going and it can attract your pets. You don't want them licking it or even sticking their paws in it. You know, cats are great about sticking their paws in everything. And the last thing you want them to do is stick their paw in a hot wax or, you know, a potpourri. Potpourri can have toxic effects when ingested. So if they stick their paw in something, and then of course, you know, what do cats do after they, you know, touch anything? They lick their feet constantly. Same with dogs. So you definitely don't want them, you know, ingesting anything that can cause them a toxic issue as well as a possible burning issue. So just being really careful about those major items during the holidays can have you have a really good holiday, a really nice day with your family and your pets, but hopefully avoid any of the little mishaps that can happen throughout the day to cause a trip to the emergency clinic or your veterinarian.
Well, that's very important because that's when they're the busiest. Monica, thank you very much. And I'm thinking that with all of this information, hopefully we are all going to stay safe with our pets over the holidays and no ER visits. Thank you very much. And you guys have a great holiday.
Thank you. You too.
We'll be back in just a moment. Happy holidays. Coco Fawn and Little Miss Sassy are wishing you and your beloved fur kids the happiest of holidays and a very Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, everyone! Hello, everyone. Susan Marie here to tell you about the award-winning three-book series, The Doggy Diva Diaries. It is a trilogy of heartwarming and inspirational stories about Miss Olive, a lonely little rescue pup, hoping to find her forever family and friends and a life filled with love. In this series, Miss Olive learns that it doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, it's the kindness and love you have on the inside that counts. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other online booksellers. And please visit us at thedoggydiva.com for more information. Thank you, everyone. Coming up, an award-winning author premieres the latest release in her popular K9 mystery series. Stay with us.
Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your Cat Tree Tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. CATTREETRAY.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Doggy Diva Show. Award-winning author Kathleen Donnelly is a canine handler for a private narcotics dog detection company, and she uses her real-life experience as a canine handler to craft realism into her very popular National Force Canine series. Kathleen is with us today to tell us about the second book in the National Force Canine book series, Hunting the Truth. Kathleen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me back. I'm really excited to be here.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And now for some of our first-time listeners, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself and your experience as a canine handler and how this impacted your books?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So I've been a canine handler for Sherlock Hounds Detection Canines, a private drug dog company. We go into schools to help keep them safe. The dogs find drugs, alcohol, and gunpowder, and I've been a handler since 2005. And that inspired me. I also love mysteries. I love reading mysteries. And as I started writing, my work inspired me to show how dogs help us solve mysteries every day. And there's some great books out there. And I wanted to write my own mystery. And so I sat down and started at it.
And you did a very good job. I love them.
Thank you.
And as I said in the intro, you're being a canine handler. You've brought this experience, this like sense of realism into your character. And of course, the main character, very strong female character, which I love, is Maya. And her canine partner is Juniper. Can you just tell us a little bit about them?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Maya is a U.S. Forest Service law enforcement officer and canine handler. She's also a Marine veteran, and her Malinois, Juniper, is a 2-year-old Malinois, and they were recently paired. So when the series starts in book one, Chasing Justice, that is how Maya started working Juniper. And now in this recent book, Hunting the Truth, Maya and Juniper have teamed up. They're becoming more of a team. I really wanted to show the progression between dog and handler as you get to know a dog better. And so that was a lot of fun. And Maya does deal with some PTSD due to her past as a military canine handler, where she lost her canine in Afghanistan, but she's working through that by bonding with Juniper and learning to work with her.
Well, and in the first book, Chasing Justice, which that's where I first met you, and I fell in love with these characters and your mystery series. We met Maya, we met Juniper, and we also met Josh Colton. He's the deputy sheriff. So there was like a little mystery, a little romance, and we kind of set the background for what was going to happen throughout the course of the series. Can you tell us where we are, where we'll find Maya, Juniper, and Josh, and her grandpa? I mean, there's just so much, because some of the things that were brought out in the first book, not that the books can't be standalone books, but they're explained a little more in the second book in Hunting the Truth. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. So I've really enjoyed developing all these characters and their storylines together. Like I mentioned, Maya deals with PTSD. And in my research of PTSD and talking to a female veteran who was so wonderful, she shared her experience with me. It really humbled me when she opened up. I developed Maya to be someone that, because of the PTSD, she had a hard time trusting people and staying in relationships. It's very hard for her. So I brought in Josh Colton, the undersheriff for Western River County, my fictional county sheriff. And then her grandfather is the sheriff there. And these two together are sort of the human version of helping Maya move forward, learning to trust herself again. And Josh does become a love interest and their relationship does move forward in hunting the truth. I don't want to give too much away. And Maya's also learning how to work with her grandfather, because in Chasing Justice, they were a little bit at odds with each other. Mm-hmm. And now they've made up and they're moving forward and their relationship is healing. And part of what helps with all this is in Hunting the Truth, they're following up on a murder investigation, a cold case investigation into Maya's mother. So Maya was raised by her grandmother and grandfather after her mother was murdered. So this book, they're working towards finding who did it and why and reopening that investigation.
Well, and I have to tell you, the twists and the turns that you put in there to get to, again, I don't want to give anything away either, but to get to where you were going in the book, I mean, it was like seat of the pants. You couldn't wait to get to the next chapter. You know, it's like, oh my gosh. And it was very interesting the way that you brought it all together. And it said so much. We got to learn more about her mom and her grandma. And it was just, I found it to be very, very interesting. And especially people who read the first book, I think that they'll find themselves even more enmeshed with these characters and tied into them in the second book, because you get to learn a little bit more about them. So as I'm saying that, I am wondering, is there going to be a book three in the National Forest Canine series?
There is. I'm excited to announce book three, Killer Secrets, will be released at the end of March. So March 26, 2024. I'm really excited. This book takes Maya to a different county, because one of the things that I think a lot of people don't think about is how big our national forests are, especially out here in Colorado. They cover so many acres, millions and millions of acres, literally. And so for a Forest Service law enforcement officer, they actually have to work with several different counties. So any county that that national forest is in, they're working with that sheriff. So I wanted to take Maya out of her home and put her into another situation. And I did that by a serial killer who is loose in the area, and she and Juniper will help track him down, and pretty soon they become the next targets. So it was a really fun book to write, and I look forward to it coming out.
Oh, I can't wait to read it. And for our listeners who may not be familiar with the kind of dog that Juniper is, a Malinois, can you just tell us a little bit about them? Because they're kind of special.
They are. They're really amazing dogs. Our trainer in Oklahoma had several, and every time we would go down and train, I would get to meet them, because our dogs, the dogs I work, are actually Labrador Retrievers, so very different from a Malinois. But because I work in schools, we wanted the labs, but it was fun to meet these amazing animals when we would go down to his place to train. They are very high energy, very high drive. They have an unbelievable work ethic. They love their jobs. They love protecting their handlers. They love going out and tracking people and apprehending. And they're just really an amazing dog. You're seeing more and more of them being used, along with German Shepherds or another common breed, Dutch Shepherds. But the Malinois just have, I don't know, they're just that little bit extra energy and just a really special dog. I feel like they all have a good sense of humor. And I added that into Juniper's character. I wanted to show that even though they're high drive and has high energy, it doesn't mean that they're mean or aggressive. They have a sense of humor. They're interesting dogs to live with. And I'm always in awe of them. They're really amazing.
Well, you did. A friend of mine has a number of them where she lives. She lives on a huge property up in California, and she has a lot of animals, and she has a lot. And they are her like little protectors up there. And they're really, really cool dogs. But what I like too, Kathleen, is in the description of Juniper as well as Maya, their relationship. They have this very, very strong bond in their working relationship. But when they're done, or when Juniper's done and when she goes back into her crate and goes back into the home, she's just like a dog. And that's what I like that you brought to her character. Like, she's very, she's very easy for me as the reader to bond with, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
That's great. Yeah, I wanted to show the dog handler bond, and I wanted to show it both in work and at home because it is a little different. You know, when they come home, my dogs know, okay, we're off duty. They still have working dog rules. They don't have like the run of the house necessarily, but we're together all the time. Like they're with me in my office when I write and things like that. However, the flip side of that is working dogs are very high energy, high prey drive. And so you have to watch them. This is part of the reason they don't get the run of the house. It's not because I don't want them to not have it, but they could be very destructive. And I had fun showing Juniper, you know, moving in. I call it, she changed the landscaping at Josh's house.
So when
you read, you will see what I'm talking about. I just wanted to show what it's like both at home and out on the job, because it's really different from having a pet. I've had pets as well, and it's just a very different dynamic, and you're so bonded with these dogs. And I wanted to show too, in the book, there's a scene where Maya protects Juniper. Mm-hmm. So it's not just the dogs always helping us. We try to do, we're a team. That's how I look at it, working my dogs. So there's a scene where Maya protects Juniper as well. And that was really fun to write too.
Well, you did it beautifully. And again, I totally love the book. And anyone who read the first book is going to really enjoy Hunting the Truth. So Chasing Justice was the first. Can you share with us the name of the third book, or is that until it's...
Oh, I definitely can. It's Killer Secrets is the name of the third book. It's available for pre-order right now.
Oh, good. I'll have to get my Kindle loaded on. Your books read very quickly too, by the way. So they're very great. They're great to read. Now, where can the listeners go to learn more about you, where to find you, where to find your books?
They can go. So one great spot is my website, and it's KathleenDonnelly.com. And by the way, when you go to the website, there should be a pop-up where you can sign up for my newsletter. And when you sign up, you get a free gift of a short ebook called Working Tales, and it's short stories of my real life experiences working canines. So anyone who wants that book for free can go to my website and sign up there. The website has links to all the major retailers. You can also go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I always love supporting independent bookstores, so I have a link to one of our own independent bookstores here in Colorado, but any of your bookstores in your area can also order them. So they're pretty much available wherever you like to buy your books.
That's awesome. And before we go, is there anything that we may not have covered that you'd like to share with the listeners?
Oh, that's a great question. You know, one thing I was thinking about is just supporting your local canine program. I love supporting. We have some retired canine foundations in our area, and also programs that help your local canines, because they're really amazing dogs. They take great care of our communities. And when you support some of these programs, it helps the handler keep the dog after they retire and things like that. So
that's very good. That's very thoughtful and very important, actually. And people are always looking to see how they can become involved more. And, you know, and I know our listeners are like that. And it just makes you feel better when you have more awareness and when you're involved like that. So thank you for that. And I want to thank you for coming back on the show and visiting us again to talk about Hunting the Truth. And I got to tell you, I am hoping that you come back when the Killer Secrets come out so that we could talk more about Maya and Juniper and, you know, all of the characters in the book. They're all very interesting. They're easy to relate to. And the type of mystery that you write and the type of relationships that are in the book are very easy to read and very enjoyable. So I know you, as my listeners out there, are going to truly enjoy Hunting the Truth, and we have to wait for Killer Secrets, but you could pre-order that right now. So Kathleen, before we go, can you just share your contact information one more time for the listeners?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So my website is KathleenDonnelly.com. And again, on there, you can sign up for my newsletter. That's a great way to keep in touch. I let readers know about when the book goes on sale or any new developments, or I'll be keeping everyone updated on the release of Killer Secrets, which I hope I can come back and speak on your show again too.
Yes.
I look forward to that. On my website are all my social media links as well. I tend to do probably most of my social media on Facebook and Instagram. I love keeping in touch with readers there. And of course, I'm always happy to answer an email if someone has a question. There's a contact button on that website. And if someone wanted a signed copy, I'm happy to talk to them about how we can do that as well. So really, the website gives you all the information.
Thank you. And thank you again for coming back and being a guest on our show. And I'm looking forward to having you back so that we could talk about the next book in March. So very, very interesting. So thank you again. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Pet Life Radio, the number one pet radio network on the planet, joins forces with iHeartRadio to put the power of your pets in your pocket.
Awesome.
Download the iHeartRadio app and rock Pet Life Radio on your phone, on your tablet, on your Xbox, in your car. Pet talk, pet tunes, and fun pet times. Pet Life Radio and iHeartRadio. Positively possum.
We would like to thank our guests this week. And also, as our doggy divas always say, please love your pets because they love you unconditionally. And please remember to adopt, foster, spay, neuter, and microchip. And as always, please have a great Diva Week, everyone.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of The Doggy Diva Show. To find out more about Susan Marie and the Doggy Divas, visit them at their website, thedoggydiva.com, and on Facebook at The Doggy Diva Show. Tell your fellow pet parents about it. We look forward to having you join us again for the next episode. See you soon.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.